Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In Waltham Juvenile Court today, an 11-year-old girl is facing felony charges for allegedly bullying her classmates. It's one of several bullying cases making its way through courts in Massachusetts, including the case of the students who bullied Phoebe Prince, the South Hadley teen who later committed suicide. Many expect the number of criminal bullying cases to increase because of the new state law that calls on school administrators to report alleged bullies to police. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports, critics say that many of these alleged bullies don't belong in criminal court.
Earlier this year, an 11-year-old girl at the Fitzgerald Elementary School in Waltham began harassing her fifth-grade classmates, according to parents of children at the school. The district attorney is withholding the name of the alleged bully. The girl was charged with 3 counts of assault with a dangerous weapon. She allegedly kicked a boy in the genitals, and with her shoes on, that constitutes a felony. Parents say she slammed another girl's arm in a locker and also threatened to cut her with a pair of scissors. The principal gave the alleged bully a 1-day in-school suspension. When parents complained that punishment was too light, the mayor and city councilor Tom Curtin stepped in and called the police.
The level of what occurred, you know, put us in a position where it had to be a criminal case. This child is not only dangerous to other children, but to themselves as well. It's a pattern of behavior that shows that there's more than day-to-day intervention involved that's needed here.
This case in Waltham happened before the new anti-bullying law. The new law spells out clearly that principals should notify the police if they have reasonable basis to believe that criminal charges can be filed against the aggressor. Sam Goldberg is a defense lawyer who criticizes the new law.
If I pick up a crayon and throw it at somebody, it can be a dangerous weapon. It's going to be a highway to the criminal justice system to be accused of any kind of bullying in any school.
It may or may not lead to more prosecutions. I don't have a crystal ball any more than you or anyone else does.
Representative Marty Walls, author of the law, says all cases must still be resolved by the school, whether or not they are reported to police as well. And the law doesn't create a new class of crimes called bullying, but it does put more pressure on school administrators to report cases to police. Walls defends the law, saying it will keep kids safe. She says she wants to see appropriate reporting to police.
Ultimately, what the law is focused on is prevention of bullying. So if districts are doing what our hope is that they will do, there will be a significant decrease in the amount of bullying that is going on in our schools.
But right now, schools are hearing more complaints about bullying, says Tom Scott, head of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents.
There's such a heightened anxiety around this issue that we're certainly seeing a large number of complaints coming from parents, from students, about issues that they might define as bullying.
Scott says there is still debate about what constitutes bullying, because right now any conflict that takes place is getting labeled as bullying. That doesn't surprise Isabel Raskin of the Juvenile Justice Center at Suffolk University. She's reminded of another school violence issue where administrators overreacted.
After Columbine, what ended up happening was any kid who, you know, if there was a thought of a hit list or they drew a picture and there was a picture with a gun in it, all of those cases ended up going to court. And I fear the same thing is going to happen now because bullying is on everybody's radar screen.
Bullying is on the radar screen because 15-year-old Phoebe Prince committed suicide after allegedly being harassed by classmates. 9 teens have been charged. Defense attorney Sam Goldberg says the new law will affect many cases that are much less serious than the Prince case.
The statute is so vague that when they give the statute to their lawyers to advise them of what to do, the lawyer, if they're looking out for the school's liability, is going to always say, call the police.
The Superintendents Association says that's not happening at the moment. But Waltham City Councilor Tom Curtin is worried about it, too.
I think it will definitely increase reporting because certainly teachers, administrators, school nurses, city officials are not going to want to err on the side of not reporting.
There is no penalty for not reporting, but school administrators may fear lawsuits. We may never know how many bullying cases across the state are reported to police because the new law doesn't require districts to keep track and tell the Department of Education. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.